the top 10 plays of 2015.
Number 5.
Hearns Burns.
2 weeks after leaving the field on a stretcher, Allen Hearns returned to the lineup in Week 14 against the Colts.
I've been gone for too long, man. I know it's been a week. One too many.
And sparked the Jags' offense early in the second half with a huge touchdown.
Rolling right as Bortles fires that ball. It's caught by Allen Hurts. Allen stays in bounds. Oh, on the right sideline. Inside the 30. Inside the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Let's go, man. Let's go. I told you.
Bortles to Hurts for the score. And Jacksonville has taken the lead.
Dwight Lowry makes contact right away. And most wide receivers, I think, would have been shocked by it and gone down. But Allen Hurts keeps his feet and his awareness and goes the distance.
Coming out of halftime, you know, we were saying it's just going to take one play to get us rolling. And, you know, I had a corner route. Blake did a great job of just staying with me. And the defender, he tried to go for the ball instead of the hit. So I was able to break free.
The Jaguars outscored the Colts 42-3 in the second half, starting with the Hearns score. Jeff Loggeman breaks down the play in the film room.
The 80-yard touchdown by Allen Hearns against Indianapolis, couple things. The courage that Allen Hearns had on that play, tremendous, 1 week after missing a game because of a concussion. And the courage by the quarterback to throw a ball in a tight window probably shouldn't have been thrown, but it was, and it worked. It's a half-roll play. Blake rolls out. He's got a guy shallow and a guy deep. And the safety is bearing down on Allen Hearns, but he's going for the ball, and he doesn't make the play on the ball. And Allen Hearns, thinking that he was going to get blown up, still has the courage to make the catch. And then up the field for the touchdown. Huge play once again by Allen Hearns.